Welcome to the Midwest Happy Hour. We're your hosts, Lacey and Haley.
Join us for a drink and a chat with a new Midwest small town perspective on topics that will keep you learning, laughing, and growing.
So let's get into it.
Cheers.
Guys, I have like a hundreds and hundreds of downloaded
podcast. You just offloaded 1,000 downloaded podcasts because the Apple Podcast app just automatically downloads
episodes. I got a notification that my storage was full, but I just increased my storage and I knew it was huge, so I was like, how is that even possible? But also, so like, I need to go through and delete so many photos and so many videos and like reorganize. Like, my goal earlier this year was to be like, okay, once a month you're going to go through that month of last year's photos or like whatever's in your phone.
Yeah.
So then like you clean up the year's, like, I'm sorry,
how about your
you
emails?
Don't need 20 photos of Grant sitting down in the same spot, so just keep one.
Yeah, because you're just sitting there pushing it over and over again, hoping that one of them turns out pretty good. Well, it happens sometimes. Sometimes it happens. I bet that, I don't know, I haven't gone through my photos in a long time, but yeah, I bet mine probably looks like that too. Because you always like take multiple, so that way you know one is good.
Exactly. So that's the struggle, and that's why storage is so full.
Yeah, it was horrific. Mine's emails right now.
Yeah, I need to also do that.
Yeah, it's not going to take me very long. I just need to do it.
I just want to delete them all, but I don't know how on Gmail.
I don't think you can.
But that's so stupid. I'm sorry. Figure it out, Gmail.
I mean, maybe if you get on a desktop, you can. That'll help.
Maybe.
Instead of just like your phone or whatever.
Yeah, there has to be a way.
Right. But anyways, did we decide if we were talking long enough or...
I don't know. It's like, we might as well just,
act like we're going to say something fucking profound.
It would be kind of nice just to have the fire.
Right, that's what we decided. We want the ambiance of the night. I don't have my glasses on. I can't even see this magnificent fire.
Let's see what it looks like completely off. Oh, hey. Hey, everyone, it's us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this spooky episode.
Ooh, it's Halloween.
Yeah, it probably is Halloween when
in
this is coming
transition,
out.
Tell us a scary story.
Okay.
Johnny, I want my liver back.
I don't even know if I can remember it. Should I try?
You can try.
Okay. Man, I don't even know how to like start it.
Your dad used to take us in the bathroom because it was so dark.
In the bathroom?
Right. I remember one time he told us.
Can you restart whatever you're about to say and say
because that it was the darkest spot in the house.
We were always at a campfire.
Or a campfire, but
my dad did not go, hey girls, come in here real quick, and then turn off all the lights in the bathroom and tell us a story. Nut job.
No, that sounds so bad. That's not what
I know, but
by
also
it.
I feel like that's a wild, wild statement. Like, I have no idea.
There was one time.
What bathroom? Which bathroom?
The one first walked
downstairs.
In, but we were like peeking out that window. I have a vivid memory of us like peeking out the.
When he was telling it.
I thought he was telling
Maybe it. He was outside and we were peeking out the window at
but
other people.
But he was telling the story.
Why would we be peeking out? So dad goes, he's in the bathroom and he's like, but make sure you look out the window while I'm in here telling you this story, even though it's real dark.
No, I think he thought it'd be spooky in there.
I'm gonna dispel any rumors that you have been like.
I didn't say anything.
I think I don't know. I know, but I just think that it's wild to think that my dad would like. No, it's a campfire story. I don't think that he took us into the bathroom. Don't get your freaking. Don't put that whole entire branch on the fire. I swear to God. I should just save it so that my dad can tell it on the podcast. Maybe I'll just make him record it.
Okay.
But I wonder,
Scary stories.
One night recently at the bar, some degenerate came in that I hadn't seen in a couple of years. And I was like, ooh, I'm scared. When's the last time you were like genuinely scared? Well, I guess I'll wait until you come back. Maybe I'll talk about the last time I was genuinely scared.
Yeah, tell me.
Now, there's different kinds of scared, right? Because there's, like, scared for my life, like, for real. And, like, there's, like, haunted house scary, right? man, and I can't remember. We did, what's his name? Rob Zombie's Haunted Houses, like 2 or 3 years in a row up in Villa Park, Illinois. And they were really good. That was genuinely scary. Oh, I was genuinely scared watching that movie Talk to Me at the movie theater. That movie was scary.
You were trying to tell me about it.
Yeah, it's basically like a Ouija board, like, but hand version.
No thanks. Ew.
Yeah, you just like let it like penetrate you.
That's so weird.
Like, you started being weird. I'm just finishing it. But like, I don't know. You know what's funny too is I was just thinking about this the other day, like working at the bar. I'm never scared, like, of anything. Like, that bar doesn't scare me, like, for ghost purposes or human.
Yeah, and you're, like, there by yourself a lot.
Yeah, I'm there by myself a lot of the time, which is, like, depressing. But
I don't get scared unless, like, if Flint puts on, like, Ghost Adventures.
Yes, you get scared by scary TV shows. But are you, like, genuinely scared?
1,000%. It gets into my mind about, like, the demons.
Well, or that guy that's following you that your psychic told you.
Yeah. I knew.
You get scared about demons?
Yes, because
I don't think
real.
Demons are as real as pedophiles.
They're there.
Yes, they're there. I don't disagree with you. But I don't think that they're following you around trying to kidnap your children. It's because it's green. It's green wood, Lacey. Stop. You're going to get us in so much trouble putting this big giant fire together.
So much trouble.
Okay, but...
But the last time I've been scared...
I do not like being home by myself. Like, really? In terms of, like, staying in bed. Like, staying the night by myself.
Oh,
my house.
At night. I was going to say...
So, like, Flint...
I always stay in bed,
like,
when I'm home
alone.
He
went on his little guy's trip or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're not even
home.
It.
You have two kids.
I know. And I love that Grant sleeps with me now. So then I just sleep with him. And...
So you're not skewed.
Yep.
Because you have a little partner there, partner in crime, because he's going to fuck some
yes.
shit up if somebody comes
he
in the door.
Definitely.
And you're like, great, get home!
Yeah. But no, like, it gives me a little panic, so I lock everything up, like, securely.
I mean, yes, but you're scared, like, when you're doing that? Or
I feel a little panic, like,
man.
It could happen.
Yeah, even when I'm dog sitting, I don't really get scared.
Good.
Even if, sure. like, ghosts or people. I don't know. I guess I just don't. I'm like, I'm not letting that happen to me. Because then what am I going to do? Just sit here and be fucking scared? Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what am I even going to be scared of? Oh, I used to be scared of the back door at my dad's house. Like, at night, walking down into the kitchen, if the curtains were open.
Yep, I used to hate that at house, too.
Like, I can still feel,
the
little rush of, like,
adrenaline
no.
of, like...
Yeah, remember, okay, it was, like, the same feeling as when we would stay on the trampoline, and then coyotes would start being loud in the middle of the night, and then we would freak out and go in the house.
Yes. Yep.
Because it's the feeling of something is out there.
Yes.
It's the same thing, and that the big house that I used to babysit at.
Yeah.
That window when you would go up the steps, because it was a step landing steps, there was no curtain or anything. And it faced a pool, like, weirdos out there. I don't know what we're looking. But it's always like, no, nothing. It's so irrational. Because I'm like, what's going to happen? Like, what's going to pop up? But that part, that will scare me in, like, movies, too. Oh, did you see they made a new Saw movie?
Yeah, I hate it all. Like, I've never been the one to be like, oh, let's watch a scary movie.
Yes. You have to do it, like, at least, like, once a year for
Halloween. Dude, I know, and I do.
Do you struggle through the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm like, why? It definitely has gotten worse after I have kids.
Yeah. Well,
like, after having kids, I think your scare meter goes up because you're like, I need to protect this child from everything.
Yeah. Right, because now it's about somebody else, too, not just
yourself.
Yeah,
and it's like you think of all the bad things that could happen to them.
Lazy, I think that's a disorder.
I don't know.
I don't think that that's, like, normal. My dad, I don't think, was thinking about all the bad things that could happen to me.
No, he definitely wasn't.
He was fucking letting me do whatever, shooting guns, and by guns, I mean like BB guns. And like, playing by the river and riding four wheelers.
But I'm not going to not let them do that. I just.
You're just going to think of all the bad things that could happen.
Yeah.
Well, it's happening. That sounds like Patrick's mom, though. She is like anxiety level 100 all the time. But to be fair, like,
I mean, I honestly think sometimes that a lot of my like stress and anxiety comes from like the news or like hearing stories of something that happened to someone, and it's like one in a billion, like,
yeah, that, like that could happen to me, but can it,
but can it really? But I feel like, and I read this not too long ago, how it was like, I don't think the human mind was meant to know all of the disasters that go on in the world.
Right.
But we do. It's too heavy. Yeah. It's too heavy, and it, like, it's too much.
Even I saw this girl that has been living in the U.S. From the U.K. I'm not sure what part or whatever. And she said it's pretty wild. Like, foreign people think that we're so heartless if, like, we live in Illinois and we, like, don't care about, like, a shooting that happened in Florida. I mean, not necessarily, even, like, a murder, whatever. But it's, like, to them, you know, across the country is, like, 100 miles.
Yeah.
And to us, it's, like, that's, like, 3 days of driving away from me or whatever. Yeah. You know, I don't really think
it's
about...
It's further removed.
Yeah, it's definitely further removed here because it's, like, it's so, like... Florida is so far away from us.
Yeah.
It's forever down the road. So how am I going to think about what's happening in Florida every day? I can't worry about that. I have to know what's going on in my radius. And other than that, fuck it. Because I just can't let it affect my life too bad.
Yeah.
Or else. But see, and that's the thing. You go back to like BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. Like, they are running my life, but oh well.
Yep.
I'm still going to have Hershey's and a graham cracker from Nabisco and a freaking Jet Puff or whatever they're called. Yep. Marshmallow tonight.
And it's going to be lit. I have been in love with this song lately.
What is it?
It's called Waves.
Okay.
It's Miguel featuring Kacey Musgraves.
Oh, Miguel.
And I've listened to his original version and this version. This version is legit.
I've been... just insane.
Like, I'm cruising. I'm like, yeah, oh, this is great.
You know who I've also been listening to again is Lil Wayne, because he just dropped a new album. Love it.
Fucking, oh, I'm sure it's good.
Love me some Lil Wayne. Yeah, we should. Maybe we'll listen to that inside.
Like, if I have to pick my music, like, this is my vibe. She's not really, like, she has country, but she's like.
Yeah, she's more like a Colby Kaye. Remember, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Not I Got a Pocket Full of Sunshine, but in that same lane, Blonde.
Yeah, I'm not putting Kacey Musgraves in that.
Because she's not blonde. Yeah, but.
No, and it's not like little one hit wonders like she's Kacey Musgraves. Sorry, everyone.
Oh my god.
But I mean,
I love it. Have you met her? Because you went to her concert. Did you get any opportunities?
No, we got there right in time. Her opener, I wish I remembered the name of her opener, because she was hardcore lesbian, and she kept saying, like, part of one of her songs is, like, something like, I love pussy, or, like, I want pussy, 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 pussy.
You hate that so much.
I know. Darby and I were like, what the fuck is happening? What is happening right now? But that whole song, all it was, is talking about the P word.
The P word. That's great. I mean, honestly, if I was going to make a song, it would be like, dick, 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 dick. Wheeler Walker Jr. also put a new album out. Shout out Wheeler Walker Jr. I love him so much.
Do you?
Yeah, one of his songs is called Puttin' My Dick in Your. I love Puttin' My Dick in Your Vag. It's good.
I hate that.
I know you do. I know it's against your morals.
No, it's not. I do hate, like, if I could take like one thing away from this.
Don't. No. Don't.
From, like, the religious aspect, it's, like, shaming sex. You shouldn't be shaming that.
Wait, what are you saying? Say that again. If you,
like, you're shaming. Growing up, I used to like go to church camp and do all those things. But yes. You shame sex and like sex talk. Like,
yeah, so you shouldn't shame sex talk. You
I know,
should
that's
be.
What I'm saying. I wish that's what. Like that.
Yeah, you're like, I can't be saying that the word pussy is bad because that would be
I'm
against
not even
God.
Bad. It's just like one of those words. That, like, yeah.
What do you think's going on out there with all this, like, backing up and, yeah, and talking to...
Are we too close to society? What is this bucket out here doing?
Yeah, we are close to society. We're not that far off the road at all. Did you not remember, like, literally we're, like, not even a quarter mile off the road, probably. And it's probably a busy road. It's probably those mother truckers... that were doing the shoulder all the way down yonder. They finally made it. It's so funny. Noice. You're really learning.
Dude, I know fires.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. You're such a dick. I know what
I'm
good at.
I'm not being a dick.
Hey, I would have been able to do it. 1,000%. I have the confidence in myself. Okay. I'm not gonna pigeonhole myself. Pigeon.
You don't even know what you're saying right now.
Yes, because I am good.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you couldn't do it. I'm just saying stop being so confident and that you're good at fires. Could you have started it without that starter stick?
No. I know what my lane is.
Right. Yeah. That's fine.
Like, maybe if I had the cardboard and just, like, the lighter, yeah.
Okay. You're good at fires.
Yeah. I'm fine at them.
Yes. Yes, you are. You're fucking fine, dude. It's fine. I'm not dissing you at all. It just has been... I love it. I fucking love it that you're
I'm
good at it.
I'm just staying in my confidence. Yes,
like, I'm saying... All I was saying is that maybe other people could be better, but, like, you're right.
I'm fine
I'm
enough.
Wrong.
I don't really need to get any better than what I'm currently at.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I don't need any tips. I'm not open to it.
Literally the first thing you said was, I can build this. I've been watching Alone.
Yeah. Oh, and this isn't my first fire.
Right, you're building them all the time in your fireplace at home with those fucking logs. You just light the paper on fire.
No, those fucking, those suck.
Why did, tell me why they suck. Why do they suck?
If you light it and it's just supposed to go, and sometimes, like, lately, they haven't just been going.
So yeah.
I had to turn my gas on.
You know, are you just putting one of those starter logs in there and then lighting it on fire? Yeah, because that's not what it's for. It's for to light other
wood.
But it's supposed to... no, if you read the box, that's supposed to last for like 4+ hours.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
So then we just put it in there, and then I'll turn the gas on for a little bit. Mm. And then once it catches, then I turn the gas off after like a minute.
You know what? Wow, that sounds very dangerous now that you're really saying that out loud.
Why?
Fire plus gas?
It's gas fireplace or... it's both.
Right. But you can't do them at the same time. That's not right.
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know about this. You're not supposed to just...
Haley, have you seen my fire pit? My
yeah,
fireplace?
It just sounds crazy. So, like, the gas is to light an actual fire?
Yeah.
It's not, like, a gas fireplace.
No. It's not like you would it on.
Right. Okay, I see. Oh, wow, interesting. I never knew it was like that.
And it's not like a switch. Like,
you
know how, like...
it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I just open it up.
Yeah, I know what it looks like.
It would not do anything if I put fake wood in there.
Right.
It would just be gas.
Right, okay. Whew, I was having a moment there for a second.
Yes, you were.
I'm so confused. You know what? My dad's old welding shop, it was the double barrel.
Yeah.
Wood burning stove, and did you know that he had a line that went from, he had an oil tank, huge barrel that he would fill with used oil, and then this little line that would, like, spurt oil out so that he could keep fires going.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't really know what the, like, ratio of, like, fire to oil was being, like,
you
know.
That's good to know.
Used, but yeah, that was how he Oh, now that I'm saying that, could that be... That's, well, probably statute of limitations, even if it was illegal. And it's not like it was, like, a bunch. He would just use it to, like, start them up.
Yeah.
Now...
It also doesn't, like, sound super safe.
To be starting fires with oil, I'm sure. But it was just, like, a little... It was, like, a little tiny line. It would, like...
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it would just, like, wet the wood a little to get... Like, lighter fluid.
Yeah.
It's not any worse than lighter fluid.
Can't be.
No.
Especially with the line taking it all the way to the big jug of oil that it was
used.
In.
Yeah. Nasty. Just getting... Yeah. Probably no lube.
Yeah. It was probably safe.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Explains why I have these little, like, sinus issues, probably.
Yeah, all of it.
We've upgraded to a torch at... the horse barn. Just put a bunch of wood in and then just blast it with a torch and
perfect.
Then starts a good fire. Yeah, you don't even need, why fuck around with that, like, lighter fluid or fire starters or anything.
I'm
like,
mess with this.
Yes. So you just light a freaking butane torch, like, you know, the tall skinny tank. Psh.
Let it
fire up in there. Yeah, man, we're really... I wonder how much you can hear, like, the fucking road construction going on.
It won't be much, I don't think.
Yeah. It's just kind of funny that it's 8:05 at night. And they're out there, they're really out there doing construction. Yeah. Although, is it supposed to be hot tomorrow?
It's supposed to be, yeah.
Hot?
Yeah, another 80-something.
It's freaking hot today. It's got to be storms.
It was so wild, like, going down into the canyons, and then all of a sudden, like, it'd be, like, cold. And then walking back up, it's like you would hit a wave
Boom.
Of heat.
Yeah. Sun wild. And heat right on your face. Getcha.
So wild. But down there, like, that's my ideal temp.
You would live in a cave, you think?
Yeah. I'd be cave girl.
Be cave girl. Remember when I was taking a picture of you and I was like, oh, I love the Spider-Man thing, and you went,
I thought you were telling me it was a Spider-Man.
And I was like, I mean, Superman also. Somebody.
I used the word Spider-Man.
Yeah. I actually meant S for super, not S for spider. And it, somebody had, like, legitimately carved that into the rock. Like, I don't know, get a fucking life. Why are you carving your Superman thing into a state park? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about people.
I don't know a lot about a lot of people. I don't know a lot about a lot of people.
Can I say that Friday night, no, Saturday night at the bar, it was super busy, and I had a table of 14, and I was all by myself, and this, like, sweet couple... I realized, too, I've said this before, I should, like, watch my tone on the phone or whatever, because sometimes I don't know who it is, and they don't know me,
because
they call me, and they're like, there's two of us, do I need a reservation? And I was like, no, but, like, if you want the special, which is ribs or steak, like, I would think about, like, coming in soon or reserving it, because I have this big table coming in, and so that would be my suggestion. They're like, okay, thank you, like, see you soon, we're gonna be in soon, like, thank you. And I was like, okay, like, that was kind of formal. And it shows up and it's people I've never seen before in my life,
right?
So it's like, great.
Do you think
I just
rude?
Like, no, I don't think I was, or if I was, I made up for it, because I just am, like, making everybody laugh, and because that's all I can do is just, like, tell jokes to make everybody happy, because I can't serve 14-18
Right. 20, but I don't think when people go into
people at a time,
like, a bar like that, they expect you to be able
five-star service.
Right. Be on
and
top of everything.
Yeah, like, six people came into the bar. But anyways, but I got their, like, drinks out quickly. I got their food out quickly. They said everything was good. And then I was doing the drinks for that table of 14. So they came up to the bar as I was ringing them up. Actually, I didn't even bring them their ticket yet. And they were like, we figured we'd just meet you up here since you're busy. And I was like, oh, like, thank you. Is everything good? You know, and they're like, yeah, it was great. And I said, he tried to hand me a card, and I go, sorry, I can't take the card, but I do have an ATM back there. And I looked back, and I'll tell you who afterwards. Or no, I don't care. It was Gene. Mean Gene.
Yeah.
Have you seen that guy?
No.
No. Anyways, I go, that scary looking dude back there is using the ATM. I go, he's not actually scary. He just looks like that. And she starts busting laughing. I go, it's okay. He knows that he looks like that. And it was like perfect timing. Gene, he has these like Coke bottle glasses. He's literally like 5'10", but he is shaped like huge. He's like he looks like Frankenstein or like the Munsters, like Eddie Munster, like on top. Like he's just gigantic up top, but he doesn't have skinny legs or nothing. Like it's not that bad, but he just looks right over at them with his freaking huge glasses on, you know. Yikes. And I was like,
but I'm sure that was hilarious.
Yeah, she was bent over laughing. And then I like, I don't know what I said on my way out of the dining room either. I go, I'm glad he could find it or whatever, you know. And so everything was fine.
You are funny. Like, you are hilarious. You got some really good one-liners. I, like, forget about it, and I think, I don't know why, I don't react certain ways, like, when you, right after you say it.
Like, on the podcast,
and I'm, like, sitting here. Yeah, because, like, it probably in general, if it's happening on the podcast, it's probably in general.
Yes.
But, like, I'll re-listen, because I'm, like, editing, and I will literally laugh out loud. And on the podcast, I was not laughing.
You're just not even listening to my fucking good old, like...
And, like, oh, either I didn't fully understand what you had said, because I was, like, trying to think of, or, like, I had something that I was trying to say, so I...
Right, right, like, you're like, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. Yeah.
But, That's funny. Or, like, I just am in a different headspace.
I think we talked about this, though. I don't think I could put my skills to good use. Like, I don't think I would
be a good comedian.
Like, no, probably not. Yeah, I would be, like, good at, like, crowd work or something. I would need somebody to work with, like, Gene. Oh, my God, and he couldn't have been more perfect. Like, he is. He's just a big fucking giant dude. But he only, you know, he was telling me, Beefy is, like, this famous guy from Colfax.
Yeah.
Beefy's, like, 6'3", probably. Yeah. And he was saying how much he weighs, which is, like, 275 pounds. And the doctor wants him to lose 3 pounds.
Three?
I think he was being funny. And Gene goes, oh, wow, I, too, weigh 275. And I was like, Gene, how tall are you? And he goes, 5'9". And I was like, what? He goes, you don't believe me, do you? Like, I mean, I guess, like, I don't really know. You're just like, you're holding it very oddly. You don't have like a big tummy or anything. Like,
right.
You're just like a rolled, like, rhombus looking guy, rhombus. Or some kind of shape, yeah. That I don't really know exactly in geometry, but he's just like, he looks like he has a bunch of stuffing up top, and like, he doesn't have like little toothpick legs or nothing, you know, but
right.
And he's like, yeah, he's just fucking wild, wild, wild Gene, mean Gene. He was on a AutoZone commercial in 1994.
Oh, wow, look at him.
Yeah, people know him. Literally, people will come, like, from wherever, and they'll be like, are you Gene? And they'll be like, yeah. And they're like, hey, my dad knew you, because he's, like, a car guy. He's famous, too. Everybody's famous in a small town.
I like that line. Where'd you get
it? It's a song. Yeah, everybody dies famous in a small town. I stole it. Just cut out the dies part.
You know I was joking, right?
Yes, I know. Okay. You're joking.
Okay, just verifying.
Just verifying.
The look you gave me was questionable.
Good thing it's dark out here, so you can't see what kind of look it was. This music would put me to sleep, I feel like. But
that's like the stage I'm in right now.
Like, obviously,
I just want everything chill and zen.
Yes.
I don't want, like, when Flint plays his, like, loud music.
He comes and in playing his loud music. He
plays it loud. Like, it's bumping.
Yeah, that's
he's
fun.
He's listening, he's jamming.
Lacey, remember
he's
the good
living
times.
His best life. But, honestly, I don't want that in the car. I don't. I want, in like, Casey car, Musgraves. I want, like, Lana Del Rey. I want...
In the car, you're
Enya.
Torturing these people. Enya? Is that the god from Avatar?
Funny. No, I want, like, chill, peaceful, calming, like, just, like, nice music. I don't want to listen to hip hop. I don't want to listen to rap. I don't want to listen to...
NSYNC or Britney Spears.
No, none of it. None of it. I just want to listen to, like,
what what's going on with you lately?
I am so overstimulated, I think.
Oh, that you don't want any more.
I don't have any room in my brain for any more, like, chaos.
Are you doing your noise canceling headphone sessions or anything?
What?
That's what the kids are doing these days. No, did I tell you that when I went to the Halloween store, when I was coming out, there was a guy going in that, like, he just, like, locked his car, put his keys in his pocket, and then put his little noise canceling headphones on and, like, was, like, just strolling into the store.
I need this, I think.
Kendall does it all the time. Yeah. She says, I need noise canceling headphones for my autistic ass, but she took an online test that said she was autistic, so obviously it's true.
Right. Yeah, no. That's kind of, like, genius.
You never thought about noise-canceling headphones?
No. I need them around my kids.
Yeah! Like, everybody can have their own time to...
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah, then you can wear them from, like, 1 to 2 when your kids nap.
Right. So I'm just, like, really compressing.
Yes. And then you can't even literally hear anything because my AirPods are noise canceling, but they did not noise cancel out that baby screaming on my flight on the way home from
Ooh, that Dallas. Would be nice for flights and like where you're like enclosed.
Yes. It was beautimous. Yeah, noise canceling for the win. I would do it when I was cleaning houses.
If there's too much, like, of anything going on, I get straight up anxiety.
What do you do when you're vacuuming? You don't have any noise-canceling headphones?
No.
How have you lived your life this long and you haven't had noise-canceling headphones?
Just fine. I mean...
Oh, my God. I've been doing it since, like...
Just anxiety attack because, like, I'm overstimulated.
Even my Walkman...
But that's only happened since having kids.
Right. But, I mean, even these headphones that we've got, they're not noise-canceling, but they do muffle stuff out pretty good. But could you imagine if it really... Alright,
I watched a video of this, like, 10-year-old going on a darkness retreat, and so for 4 days, he wore light-canceled,
Light-canceling? That was just low power, yeah, a little better.
He wore,
An eye mask?
Yeah, an eye mask for 4 days, and it wasn't, like, the one where you could see the light. Like, it was complete darkness.
I don't like that. And they
did the me either. It freaked me out. But he, like, the video was of him taking it off and sitting in a chair outside in the sun.
Did he burn up like a vampire? Like,
no, his eyes were like,
my eyes!
But then he, like, talked about how
grateful he is for his sight.
Like, it was just like a
profound... He talked about how much he appropriated blind.
Like a profound... experience.
Oh, wow.
Coming into, like, it was wild to see him do it, and he seemed so, like, zen and at peace.
Do you want
to
go to, like, one of those, whatever. Like,
I wonder how that would be.
You want to go to those
kind of retreats? But you know it's only for 4 days, so it's like, okay, well, I can do anything.
That's appropriating blind people culture.
Is it?
Are all blind people supposed to be zen and, like, perfect because they can't see?
No. But I don't know. Like, obviously, there was something to it. I haven't done any more research into it.
That just seems pretty crazy. Thing. That seems like something rich people would do.
Yeah.
But it's not on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I like seeing. Seeing stuff was pretty cool today. Lots of rock formations, and I never did get my
wildflower
book out.
No. No.
I know.
Yeah.
You're not looking for wildflowers?
This moment.
No. Oh, it's a little bit cloudy out tonight.
Yeah.
See, I thought that there was rain in the forecast, but I could be wrong.
Thought?
Yeah, maybe Thank tomorrow. Goodness. Yeah, because it's been hot and sticky. Like, there's got to be weather coming through. Trust me. Meteorologist Haley on the,
there's gotta
on the
be.
Case.
But I think there is. I think it's like...
But it's.
I didn't think it... I thought it was this weekend. Oh. Or maybe Thursday. I think it was Thursday.
Maybe Thursday.
The more I think about it.
Yes. All right. Let's get off of here and make some s'mores.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's end this.
Thanks for joining us on our excursion today.
Our weekend
and
excursion.
And thank you for your support. Excursion. Thank you for your support. We're 1 year in. It's been a lot of fun.
If you
a little bit of a headache at times.
If you've listened to us from the beginning, do something to let us know.
Yeah, like tag something. Us in, like, a story.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do a little...
Shout out.
Just congratulations on the 1 year. Comment on a post. Like, I've been listening the whole time. it's terrible now. It was so good in the beginning.
Right.
Just kidding. Don't tell us if that's true.
I would hope that we're just getting better as we go. Because we feel more comfortable. I remember the first time we recorded, I felt so awkward.
Yeah. I feel like as you're... confidence in fire building has grown, so has mine in podcasting.
I like it. No one can tell you anything about it.
Nope, not at all.
Not interested in learning anything else.
Good night, moon.
Yes.
Good night.
Hello, sun. World. The sky says hello.
What is happening?
That's on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh. Yep.
Yep.
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Not the original.
That's the Johnny Depp one.
Yeah.
What a guy.
He says something like that.
We're going to save.
What a freaking guy. I like him.
We're going to save that one for next time. Yes. Catch us next time on Midwest Happy Hour, where we talk about Johnny Depp.
Coming to you next week.
Bye.